perhaps we can get some of the things moved through instead of being on the defense all the time. Maybe we can look at some offense. You know, a lot of people out there, our members are saying, why can't we get anything done? Well, a lot of times it's not as simple as that. Sometimes we have to have a willing administration to look at some of our problems and address those issues. What's somewhat encouraging out there, there's a lot of people that are pretty much looking at trade as a positive, and we know there's issues out there on trade, but at least it's not off the table, so I think there's a lot of positives there. You know, and our states really contribute to the PAC, and we really appreciate all the work they do, and we had about a 93% to 94% success rate this year with our PAC cycle, so I think it's really key to build and maintain these relationships, particularly if we want to get away from some of this gridlock that we've seen in the past and move forward.
As this Congress is in the lame duck session and with the new Congress to start in January, Uden looks at some of the top priorities for cattlemen.
Well, you know, trade's always going to be an issue out there. We have to continue to work towards some type of trade because in order for our cattlemen and cattlewomen to be successful, we have to maintain these numbers, but we have to increase this price. And we have to remember that 96% of our people live outside our borders. So consequently, in order to provide that wholesome, safe product that we do, the best in the world, we have to have access. So that'll be real key. Another real key thing that's coming up fairly quick is the waters of the United States. And you know, I had a chance to go to a different country and see how some of their laws got entangled in their private ownership of land and how much that disrupted their production schedules. And it'll be really interesting to see if they're sustainable in the future. But we are the great stewards of the land, and better to have us on the forefront than to be regulated by the government. So those are two real key issues. You know, another thing we're looking at addressing right now is the sage-grouse, and that possibly could be through regulation by the end of the year so we can benefit our western ranchers. And they need some relief because all we have to do is look at all the contentious stuff we have on public lands and know that if we aren't careful, we'll have it on the private lands as well. So it's just a battle we don't want to get into.